Hi, welcome to me doing makeup and talking about bullshit, part two. okay, I recorded an audio literally seconds ago, doing my makeup and talking and answering a questionnaire. And then the questionnaire finished, and I hadn't finished my makeup yet, and I kind of wanted to talk, to keep talking, but I didn't want to put it all into one, like, giant audio. Thing is, I haven't found a quite. Again, I literally just finished that one, and I kind of want to do another one, but I haven't found another questionnaire. I have a list of questionnaires in front of me. Okay, there's one that looks interesting. Let's see. Okay, I found a questionnaire. It's really long, so I'm going to try and bash through these as quick as possible, because I haven't actually got, I've got about half an hour tops, and then I really have to get moving. So let's see if we can get through these as quick as possible. Okay, so this is the Sex and Food Questionnaire by Squeak, by Lottie Squeaks. I was about to read your flair, sorry. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, the top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. I mean, I kind of answered this one slightly in the last bit, but younger Tim Curry, Michael Sheen, Gerard Butler, maybe Tom Hiddleston, and let's think of someone else real quick. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay, cool. Let's see. Top five foods you would consider a romantic dinner. Pasta, because everyone loves pasta. Seafood of any description, that's always good. Pizza's always good. I'm just thinking of any food ever now. Hot dogs, why not? Because if you buy them together at like a burger van or something, that's really cute. And risotto. Top five favourite places to be kissed. Are we talking locations or on the body? I don't know which one to answer. Fuck. I really don't know. Let's do both. Fuck it. I don't know. What do you mean places? You mean places on the body or places in the world? I don't know. Okay, hypothetically, let's just name some really nice places. Fuck, what was this question? Let's think real quick. Paris, Prague, Tenerife, London, and fuck it, Scarborough, I don't know. And then places on the body, lips, neck, ears, vagina, and boobs. Okay, cool. Top five. Oh, we're going to childhood now. This is a weird transition. Top five childhood favorite foods. Oh, fuck me. Pizza, potato smileys, sushi. Surprisingly enough, I got into sushi when I was a teenager. Spaghetti hoops. Meatballs. And my mum's meatballs are the best. Top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. I have literally no idea how to answer this question. That takes some thinking. Silliest things I've been turned on by? I don't know, Loki from the Avengers is a pretty silly one, I think. I don't know. The Phantom of the Opera film. I don't know how to answer. I'm gonna move on. I'm sorry. You got two out of me. Okay, next question. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? Oh boy. Well, if we're talking like people I know outside of GWA, quite a few. Because there's a few people that know that I like BDSM, but a lot don't. And even when I say I like BDSM, I don't know. What would people be surprised that I do? They'd be surprised that I like to be tied up. There we go. That was a basic answer. I'm really sorry. Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric. Why am I like this? Orla Gartland. There we go. What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now? That's a good
question.
Depends on the person saying it, I suppose, because if any random guy on the internet says this to me, most 9 times out of 10 I'm gonna be like, you tried. but I don't know. Again, that's one that takes some thinking. Well, first thing that comes to mind is when someone calls me a good girl. I like that. But in a sexy way, not in like a pretty way. Yeah, good girl. That's always a good thing to make me happy. How long does foreplay usually last for you? Fair amount. Probably like half an hour tops, I'd say. Let's think. Yeah. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? Sight, because it makes it more exciting. Feeling things and hearing things as opposed to seeing, you know, take away the sense of sight, then it heightens the other senses, you know, so yeah, makes it more exciting. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? No, it doesn't always have to include an orgasm. Because like I said before, I get pleasure out of making my partner feel happy, which is ingrained in me as a submissive, you know, one of my biggest things is I want to make him happy. And while I do enjoy orgasms, of course I do. I mean, I don't, there's not a lot of people that don't enjoy. So does anyone not enjoy an orgasm? But yeah. Yeah, no, I don't always have to have one. Because one of my biggest focuses in the bedroom is making sure that he's happy. What is your favourite type of breakfast food? I'm going to be typically British here and say crumpets. I think crumpets are awesome and amazing. I've only recently started getting back into them. I've always liked them, but it's not one of those things that I always think about. Yeah, crumpets are awesome, man. I also really like Lucky Charms, but they're expensive. What is your favourite type of dessert? I'm stuck between tiramisu and banoffee pie because I absolutely fucking love banoffee pie, but I make a fucking amazing tiramisu. I make the best tiramisu. I tell a lie, my mum makes the best tiramisu and I use her recipe and I make pretty damn good tiramisu. So there you go. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes? Why or why not? I wouldn't say it's like a go-to rule, but I think it's just polite and common sense to me that, hey, they've spent the time and the effort making this amazing meal for you. It's only polite and only fair if you then go and help them out by cleaning up. It's just, you know, it's sharing the jobs amongst you. I think that's just polite to me. It's just nice, a nice thing to do, surely. How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order takeout or delivery? Restaurants is rare. That's a rare thing for me. Because like they cost money. I will admit I do get takeout an embarrassingly large amount. And my bank account hates me for it. But it's just because I'm lazy. Like, I can't be asked to cook some days. So, I'm not proud of it, but that's the way it is. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? I have, by my partner. I can't remember the occasion. I think it was just a really nice thing to do. there might have been an occasion. Might have been my birthday or something. I can't remember the occasion. Yeah, that's sweet. I think it was a full English. That was really sweet. I don't know, my memory's awful, so I can't remember. Let's see. Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared in a specific way? Yeah, this is a random one, but courgettes. Like, I don't like courgettes in most of its forms. But then you fry it, and I think it's fucking beautiful. Yeah, you deep fry it. Name a sex act and a food item that you wish you tried sooner. I've never used food during sex, so I don't think I can answer these questions. And let's see. Hang on. Oh, okay, so that's in two separate things. So name a sex... Oh, I see. I'm stupid. Name a sex act and a food item. A sex act that I wish I tried sooner. The art of sex. I wish I'd tried that sooner. I wish I hadn't left it as long as I did. I wish that I'd had sex sooner is the long and the short of it. A food item that I wish I'd tried sooner. Nando's. Like, I know that's kind of cheating because they do a whole bunch of different kinds of foods. But I never really appreciated Nando's for the wonder that it is until about a year ago. Nando's is incredible. Sex acts that I tried once and never would again. Nipple clamps. Well, they weren't nipple clamps. They were like clothes pegs. I found that extremely uncomfortable and painful, and it didn't really enhance my enjoyment. So yeah, food item that I tried once and never would again. I don't know. Aubergines? I don't know. No, that's yeah. What is an aubergine? That's an eggplant, isn't it? Yeah, no. I'm not a big fan of aubergines. I don't know. There's a few. A sex act that you can't live without. I'm going to be basic here and say oral. I mean, oral sex is just incredible. And I hope people don't stop performing that on me. It is just... there's something so intimate and lovely about it. And I mean... without toys, like as much as I love oral, as much as I love people using toys on me, I just think there's something so intimate and kind of lovely in a weird way when people perform oral sex. Like it's just wonderful and it's lovely and it's amazing and I love it so much. Name a food item that you can't live without. Oh my god, sushi. I can't. I don't think I'd survive if there was no more sushi in the world. I just love it so much. Name a sex act that makes you feel all warmy and fuzzy and happy when you're done. What I just mentioned. I mean, there's just something so nice about it. Sex act. Food item that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Yeah, sushi. I mean, again, the same thing. I mean, yeah. Most food that I enjoy makes me feel warm and fuzzy and happy. Sex and food together. Fuck, here we go. Have you ever been horny and hungry at the same time? Not really. I tend to get hungry after I've had sex, so I'm usually horny first, hungry later. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, what would you actually eat them? No and no. I don't find anything remotely attractive about that idea. I think food and sex should be kept separate. I like the idea of like having sex and then stopping and like eating strawberries or, you know, whatever, doing something sweet like that, having this really romantic kind of snack or whatever, and then having sex again. I like that, like kind of food in the breaks almost. I think that's really nice. But you put the strawberries the fuck down before you start doing things, you know. Would you ever eat a meal off a sex partner's body? Nope, I wouldn't. No, thank you. I'm just not the biggest fan of that kind of thing. Yeah, I know. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter and why? Now, this one, I provide anecdotal evidence with. I listened to the podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno, which is incredible. And oh my fucking God, if you have not heard it yet, it is amazing. It is a guy whose dad wrote an erotic novel, which is beautifully awful. And him and his mates sit down every week and read a chapter from it. The guy's written 5 books at this point, by the way. He's gone so far with it, and it's amazing, and it's so funny. And the author tries to incorporate food into the plot a lot of the time. The wrong kinds of food, usually. Like, there's one chapter where he mentions a fucking blue cheese fish mousse, which I don't think actually exists. But yeah, it's just a wonderful thing. So after I think it was after one of those episodes, one of the foodie episodes, they got a woman on the show who is basically knows all about aphrodisiacs and that kind of thing. And she said that one of the worst meals to have before you have sex is spaghetti bolognese, because it just sits in your stomach and it's really heavy and it makes you feel, you know, it can make you feel bloated, and it's just nasty. It's not a nice thing to have before sex. So yeah, my answer is spaghetti bolognese. As delicious as it is. Let's see. Over the knee spanking, okay, this or that questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking. Over the knee, every time. Bend over in front of me can get really uncomfortable really fast. Like, yeah, I think just over the knee, like, obviously the act of spanking isn't exactly easy to endure in the first place, depending, but you know. It's obviously, it brings some discomfort and pain. That's the point, obviously, isn't it? I'm guessing. As well as enjoyment, it is, you know, a slightly painful experience. That's fine. That is a fine pain, because that's the pain that you've signed up for. That's the pain that you're going to experience, whatever. What you've got to make sure is that the person being spanked is in a comfortable position in the first place to receive that spanking. And while bending over in front of me kind of spanking is fun, it's only fun if it's quick, because then it's like, okay, we've done that and now let's move on to something else. If you have to bend over in an uncomfortable position for a long ass time and get spanked, I'm not for that. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy that. So yeah, over the knee is always preferable. You know, sat, like, so if he's sat down somewhere and you bend over and make sure that you're comfy before he starts spanking you, then that's fine. But if it's a kind of like, I have to spank you right now kind of thing, then that's fine as well, as long as it's quick. So yeah. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Oh, vanilla. I'm not the biggest fan of chocolate desserts, tiramisu being the exception. Yeah. Oh yeah, I've done my eyeshadow and it looks okay. giving or receiving oral sex? As much as I love giving it, and I do genuinely enjoy giving it, and like I said, it is part of my nature as a submissive, it can get really fucking tiring. There's a point where it's like, my mouth doesn't work anymore. So I'm going to say I prefer receiving, just for that, because I really enjoy receiving. I enjoy it more than I enjoy giving. But don't get me wrong, I do also really like giving. It's just there's only so long that your body can fucking handle it. oh my God, okay. I just need to make sure that my eyeshadow doesn't reach the rest of my face. I'm a professional, guys. I've done this so many times. And the sad thing is, I have done this so many times and I never learn. When will you learn that your actions have consequences? Okay, cake or pie? Oh my God, cake. Cake is better. Gags or blindfolds? Oh, that's an interesting one. I really enjoy both. But here's the thing, if you're gagged, your mouth can't be used, And that's just not fun if your mouth can't be used. If your mouth doesn't get to join in the fun, then who's having fun, really? No. But no, I've had both done to me. And yeah, I'm just going to go blindfold purely because then you can use your mouth. When making a PBJ, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, then peanut butter. Now, I don't think I've ever actually made a PBJ. I don't think it's as big of a thing in the UK. I think it is a bigger thing over in the US. Or in Canada, I'm guessing, as well. So, I don't really have a strongly firm preference. The eyeshadow has gotten all over my fucking face. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have an incredibly strong preference. But I would say... I don't know. Peanut butter first, I guess, because it's easy to spread under the bread. And jelly. I don't think you have to really work as hard to spread jelly. I don't really know. Because again, I think we do have jelly, but it's just not as big of a thing. We have jam, but I think that's a different thing. Because jam, or at least most jams I've come across, are kind of looser and smoother, and you don't have to really kind of spread, you know, you don't have to work as hard to spread jam. So I suppose I'd go with peanut butter first, but I'm probably wrong. I don't know. Okay, facing each other or from behind? I think there's different qualities to each that I enjoy. You know, facing each other, again, I think it's really intimate, and you're really getting the most out of each other's emotions and reactions. From behind, I think, is rougher and kinkier, and I like it for that element. I'm just trying to think. I think I've done mostly facing each other. I think that's what I do the most. Or at least being able to give each other eye contact, being in the vicinity to give each other eye contact. I think I go from behind purely because it's not something I've done as much, and I'd like to try it more. Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea. Sour or spicy? Sour. I can't stand spicy food. I think spicy food, not all of it, but I think a lot of it is just... Now saying that, I've really gotten more into curry recently. I've been challenging my non-existent spice palette. And I have discovered that, yeah, if you get a spicy curry, okay, it's going to set your mouth on fire, but fucking hell, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And I'm done with the questions. No, I'm not. There's one question left. What kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic? Tiramisu, motherfuckers! I would make tiramisu. I would bring my tiramisu, and people would enjoy my tiramisu. And I promise you that. I can make a very good tiramisu. I don't know if anyone cares, but here's my tiramisu recipe. Okay, get ready. This is the really boring part of the audio, so you can switch off now if you don't give a shit about this bit. So, you boil the kettle, or heat up the water or whatever. You make coffee. You get, like, an amount of coffee where you can dip things into it. You put liqueur in the coffee. You leave that to the side to cool down. You get 3 eggs, you separate the eggs into yolks and whites. What do you do first? I can't remember if you do whites or yolks first. I don't think it really matters. Let's do yolks first. You whisk the yolks with sugar, and then once that's mixed together, you mix it with mascarpone. And you leave that to the side. And then you whisk the ever-loving shit out of the egg whites until you see firm peaks, until it becomes firm, until it fills with air. You should be able to tip the bowl upside down and have it not come out of the bowl. That's the gist, anyway. If it is about to come out of the bowl but it still looks fine, just use it, it's fine. The point is, you've got to fill it with air. And then you fold the egg whites with the yolk mixture. And what is really important is that you do not stir, you do not beat, you fold, because what you don't want to do is knock the air out of the egg whites. The egg whites have got to stay light and fluffy. You get some sponge fingers, or whatever else they're called, I don't know, but you get some sponge fingers. You get like a big kind of tray thing, like a lasagna dish. You dip half of the sponge finger into the coffee liqueur mixture, and you make a layer of sponge fingers in the lasagna dish. You then do a layer of the creamy, eggy mixture, and then a layer of the coffee-soaked sponge fingers, and then a layer of the creamy mixture. Do that till you're near the top. Should finish with the creamy egg yolk, whatever mixture. And then you put it in the fridge and you leave it to set for a little bit, like an hour maybe. Then you get a tea strainer or a sieve and you sprinkle cocoa powder over the top, and then you grate chocolate on top. And there you go. There is my tiramisu recipe. Take it, use it, have fun with it. It is amazing. You make sure that the sponge fingers are not too soaked with coffee though. That's the important thing. Okay, I think I am just about done with my makeup. I think I just need to add a bit of lipstick and I'm done. But yeah, thank you for listening to me talk about fucking drivel. Hope somebody out there got some enjoyment out of this. I'm just, you know, I just like talking to myself sometimes and having a reason for it. But yeah, so thanks for listening. Goodbye.